This is
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded,
the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa,
powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.
I might have to leave a couple times to lay down. I had too much cheese last night. If you want to have a reference of what I'm talking about, my Instagram story, I went to Cafe Amore last night.
I believe it's Amore.
And before your actual dinner comes, they leave an entire bowl of fresh parm, freshly grated parm on your table with a spoon. So we just went to town.
What'd you get?
Four cheese pasta with penne.
Four cheese pasta? Was there protein on it?
No.
What are you doing? It's a terrible
choice.
There
was like a couple little pieces of bacon.
No.
But I am so sick today from how much cheese I ate that I'm going to have to go like lay down in the fetal position a couple times this morning. I'm a walking block of cheese today.
What an odd choice. Like, I bet they had some like good seafood pastas.
Oh, yeah. That's what my friend Jill got.
Some good like chicken Alfredos, your tortellinis, ravioli, I bet.
They didn't have that.
Okay, but still, they had a bunch of options, and you went with the kid's choice.
That's not a kid's choice.
I want the bugs and cheese. Just the noodles and just lots of cheese.
Hey, I had some stuff prior to that. I had a charcuterie board, okay. So more cheese.
Shawn Mendes, happy birthday to him.
He's 21 today.
You were saying it would be your dream to meet him, and I said that's not like an unachievable dream. I bet you'll be able to meet him next time he's through town.
Why do you got to tease me like that?
I'm not teasing you. I think he's like has the right amount of star power that he would still meet radio stations and radio hosts that are playing his stuff. Whereas like once you get to like Taylor Swift level, I mean, she has good reason not to want to meet radio people anymore after that Colorado incident. And some of those artists that are just like, nah, I'm not going to do any meet and greets.
If you're wondering what the Colorado incident was, there was a radio host that got to meet her for a picture and he like
grabbed her butt
or did something extremely inappropriate. So thanks a lot, man. Now the rest of us can't meet Taylor Swift. Cool.
It's true.
Idiot.
But I said to you, if you got a chance to meet.
Yeah.
Shawn Mendes, what would you wear?
Oh, nothing. Hey, Shawn.
If you showed up in that, then he wouldn't want to meet radio hosts.
Yeah,
anymore,
I would ruin it for the rest of the country, the world.
Yeah. We are talking about a direct approach to hitting on ladies and if it is effective.
Mm-hmm. So just walking right up to them if you're interested in saying, do you want to go home with me or what? Let's do this. Before even knowing each other at all.
Mm-hmm.
Does it work? Ryan wrote in saying, I suspect almost no quality girls would go for that. Ouch.
Powell, who has texted the show before, says, I 1,000% agree with the guy. Being honest will increase your shots getting some. If it doesn't work, you may end up getting slapped or a drink thrown in your face, though, but risk it for the biscuit.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? You need to look like Powell. We've met him before. Handsome dude. I think it is an effective way if you are good looking enough.
Okay. Fine.
Is that how you
answer?
Just kidding. I would feel really awkward leaving if somebody answered, okay.
Or if they say, yeah, I'll think about it. And then they try and find someone else the rest of the night. And then the lights turn on at the end of the night at the bar, the ugly lights. You know what I'm talking
about. Yeah.
All right.
That'll
let's
do.
Let's go. I guess.
What do you got for us?
So I had it happen to me twice.
Guys just walking up and saying, like, yo, you want this?
The first time it happened, I looked at him and I laughed in his face, walked away. And then the second time it happened, I told the guy he'd get further with his hand than he would with me.
The way you, like, were getting slower with your speech, I thought for sure it worked the second time.
No.
Okay, so that's just not a route that you would take.
No.
We like to be wined and dined, and then wined and dined six more times.
Even if it's Boone's and McDonald's.
And then we ghost them.
Jill has asked if any of you would like to share any thoughts on becoming a mom for the first time and what she can expect. She's reading the books and stuff too, but she said quite often that's one author's opinion, where she just wants to like have a brainstorm sesh on it and thought, our show would be a good place for that. We agreed.
So Hillary wrote in saying, take the stool softener after you give birth. The hospital will offer it to you. You might not think you need it, but your first bowel movement is scarier than pushing out the baby? Oh, man. man. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I could ever do it. Moms, you are brave.
Yeah, it is. Like, and even the first 3 to 6 months afterwards is just like fairly hellish for the most part.
For some women, it's longer than that.
It's parents, Lisa. It's not just a breeze for the dads either.
I know.
But those first few months, I don't think anybody's prepared for how different your life has become. And that's why my suggestion to Jill is to get the father of the baby involved as much as possible. And like, you hear this garbage once in a while where the dad's like, no, I don't change the diaper. Ew. He needs to get over that. So send him to counseling, because you're going to need that assistance.
Right.
And like, quite often the dads will be at work while the moms are, you know, for the first few months for sure. That dad does need some sleep. So give him like a 4-hour window. And other than that, it's complete teamwork. That would be my suggestion.
Wow.
Because you're going to need it.
That was hot. Honestly, there's a lot of guys that are like still thinking in their head, no, I'm not doing that. So
no,
the
no,
fact
no.
that you help with that, that's awesome to hear. This text here says, tell her to sneak in some Jolly Ranchers to the hospital because they won't let you eat after a certain point. Why is there a certain reason? Oh.
I just thought that would be a quick way to sum it up. Taking baby clothes to the hospital with you is a text we got. We ended up bringing our baby home in just the white little onesie that they had. Still cute, but I got another good tip.
Okay, what?
My brother gave me. Get familiar with the car seat before the baby's born.
Oh, I can't imagine not being able to work properly, how stressed and angry you'd be, and then you're around your baby while you're swearing.
Well, and it's in there, likely screaming back at you.
Right.
So get really familiar with removing it, mm-hmm. getting it in.
Carrying it with some burritos inside.
Okay.
So Candace wrote in saying, definitely steal the pads and the mesh underwear from the hospital. They're a lifesaver. God, I wish I understood birth more, because I'm like, why are they mesh? What does it mean?
You know
why,
what? Lisa, it's better off.
Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
I guess one good tip when it comes to becoming a new parent is you're never really ready.
No.
Like no matter how prepared you think you are, you're not.
You're going to screw up a couple times. That means you're trying, though.
Well, and I think the biggest tip is to just be easy on yourself, too.
And be chill. Like, my sister just gave birth, 8 months ago, 9 months ago now. And she's the most chill mom I've ever met. She's so calm.
Which
and
I think gets transferred to the baby.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. One of the good tips on the text line here, 780-784-7107 for Jill, who's about to give birth and wanted some last minute tips to make her feel a little better, was just let the baby cry sometimes. If you need to step out of the room, like, put the baby in a safe place and step out and gather yourself.
Yeah, go lock yourself in the pantry, eat a couple licorices.
Yeah, because quite often it's not that the baby needs anything. You've done everything. It just needs to clear out its lungs. It's learning how to yell. It's learning, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So don't be too hard on yourself again is kind of the theme that we're getting today.
There's a lot of moms that are texting in saying to get those big pads and you put like aloe vera and witch hazel on it and keep them in the freezer because it feels really good when you're healing. Another text said to get a removable shower head because it helps with like bathing yourself afterward. A lot of people don't know if you get a C-section, you actually can't drive for a while because of like the lack of communication to the nerves in your feet.
Another good one with involving cars was to put a pillow in your vehicle because it'll help on the way to the hospital with the pain of the contractions, but even more so, it'll help on the way home when everything hurts, apparently.
A lot of women writing in saying to bring home that squirt bottle that they have at the hospital. Michelle wrote in saying that. Also to put cabbage in the freezer and use the leaves to put inside your bra. It helps make your boobs feel fantastic when they're swollen up like Dolly Parton.
And
wow,
you can use it for soup after.
No, Ryder.
Well, it's a reasonably priced option.
You're probably right.
Taylor, I had mentioned earlier that I thought the reason you're not allowed to eat at the hospital is because you could go to the bathroom
while giving birth.
But I was wrong.
No, it's because if you need an emergency C-section, you can't have any fluids or any food in your body.
Oh,
I thought that was I thought Ryder's reasoning was strange. So, Taylor, have you given birth?
Yes.
What's a tip that you are thinking of right now for someone who has yet to do it?
Take the drugs.
It's things Lisa found on the internet.
A woman in Washington had to go to the ER after she took a photo with a poisonous octopus. It was one of those little ones, but they're extremely venomous.
Okay.
So if they bite you, they could kill like 26 humans, you know. They can paralyze you. Like,
whoa,
the blue-ringed octopus is really tiny.
Okay.
But
why would she do this?
She just wanted a cool photo because it's small enough that it could fit on her face. And yeah, she was rushed to the ER. When she was interviewed, she said she regretted it. Wouldn't do it again for a photo.
Imagine.
All of this for a photo. Doing it for the gram.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, if you see a little octopus, there's probably more than one. Do they hang out in groups?
How does that work?
What do you even call a group of octopus? Octopi?
No, octopusers, I believe. It's the scientific term.
Other weird news that I found on the internet today. A man switched to cheap insulin to save money for his wedding. He ended up passing away from the product.
That's probably for the best.
Ryder, your bitterness is showing. I'm just kidding. Totally kidding.
You ever hear the old classic, why do men die sooner than women do? Because they want to?
Ryder, honestly, this guy was just trying to do a good thing. What do you mean you're saving money for your wedding? You don't need the prime rib. Get the chicken breast. Everyone is so wasted. They don't care.
And don't put wine on the table. You don't have to do that.
Yeah, otherwise they're going to just do wine shots. And then, yeah, they're going to black out. They're not even going to remember the meal. They're not going to remember your wedding. I don't remember anyone's wedding I've ever been to.
Okay, you have a problem.
Last but not least, did you know that staring at... I love bird stories, by the way. Like, anything that goes viral about birds, I am researching the crap out of it. Staring at seagulls apparently stops them from stealing your food. You just gotta have, like, a mean old stare-off.
You do that every time you eat.
Yeah, and it works.
It does work. Like, I've went for a wing before, and I thought I was gonna get hit.
Or bit. So, yeah, everybody test it out today. Go to, like, a fast food parking lot. Pull out your French fry.
But then just stare at the bird.
Stare them down.
Lisa will be there staring at all the birds for no real reason. Hot mornings with Ryder and Lisa. You had a couple run-ins with senior citizens yesterday, Lisa.
Oh, did I ever.
I've got the audio from your Instagram story rant that I'm just going to air, okay?
Okay. Got into two separate road rage incidents with old men. Like, I'm talking 75, 80-year-old men on the roads. One guy gave me a thumbs down because I was driving too fast in a residential area, and another guy cut me off, so I gave him the finger, and then he took his hat off and pulled at the three hairs he had left on his head as if to say, like, dumb blonde. Okay, Ernest. Dumb blonde jokes were cool maybe in the 70s. Nice try. Ugh.
So it got pretty heated.
Usually I love old men. Not yesterday.
Yeah, you went through a stretch where you really loved old
okay.
men.
Okay, come on. No, so, okay, got a new vehicle, really pumped about it. Yesterday, I was delivering booster juice to some well-deserved listeners. I was turning in an intersection, and I didn't want to spill the 10 booster juice I had in my car. So I went a bit slower than usual. This guy completely cuts me off, like I'm going too slow for him. So I gave
him... For an old man, really?
He
must have been going real slow.
Apparently. But yeah, he's looking at me through the rear view. He's shaking his fist at me, takes his hat off, pulls at his hair. I don't even want to know what he was calling me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so upset about it, like so mad.
But then the second one you got mad at as well, and there was a bit of a twist to the storyline.
There's a twist to the story. This happened about 5 minutes later. I'm driving in a residential, and this guy puts his hand out the window and gives me a thumbs down. And this has happened to me before in the past where I'm
you
driving.
You hate the thumbs down.
I hate the thumbs down. I'd rather you give me the finger. I'd rather you yell at me and call me names.
Mm-hmm.
Thumbs down just means you're disappointed in me, and I hate being a disappointment.
Okay.
So I was mad that this other old man is giving me a thumbs down, ruined my day, And then I leave to go in the opposite direction, and I see a speed trap.
So he was actually just trying to warn you.
He was trying to tell me to slow down because
so you didn't get a ticket. He was the sweetest old man ever, and
you
gave him stink eye and sped away.
Well, Ernest is the one that ruined it for me.
Well, at the end of the day, you've got one angry old man, one very sad old man, and a $400 ticket on the way in your mailbox.
It was a 30 zone. It was a 30 zone. I don't know. I don't think I was going slow.
Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa.
Trending this hour.
So I posted the picture of Macaulay Culkin on the couch eating food.
Macaulay's sulking.
Yeah, he is sulking hard. But no, yeah, he tweeted out a picture of him saying, this is the 2019 version of me if I were left home alone.
He looks like he's been Macaulay Balkin a little too.
Ryder, you're being so funny today.
Aww.
Look at you. Anyway, go check it out on our Instagram, Hot107 Edmonton. Super funny. In other news, trending today, it's Shawn Mendes' 21st. Shawn Mendes's? It's Shawn Mendes's 21st birthday.
Shawn Mendes.
It's Shawn Mendes' 21st birthday. So I slid into his DMs a couple times, and then I was like, oh yeah, he's dating Camila Cabello. So I slid into her DMs, and I apologize because he's probably going to write me back, right?
Did you see the viral post from yesterday about the wide receiver in college football in the States?
No.
And he said, yeah, anytime I go up against a really tough guy on defense that I know is going to be like a pain in my ass, I'll slide into his girlfriend's DMs the night before.
No.
Just so he's really mad and I throw him off his game. Isn't
that
a power move?
Was he kidding?
I'm about to do it to some of the other radio hosts' wives.
Can you imagine? I dare you. I dare you. Do it. Say you up, even though you know they're up, because they're literally doing a show right now. That's so funny.
I'll get beaten up. Well, we pranked Hannah, our midday girl, who you can hear just after 9 a.m. every weekday.
She's a sweet angel from heaven.
She is wonderful.
Love her.
Yeah. We don't agree on much. We agree on that.
Yeah.
So we threw her into the commercial voicing production booth where she voices commercials. That's a lot of industry talk, but you get it.
So she doesn't know that it's us that are sending her in, though. It's one of our producers who says, hey, I got a commercial. I need your voice for it. So she doesn't know that we have anything to do with this.
And it is full of tongue twisters. Her laugh in this is the best. Here's some of the audio of her trying to get this commercial down.
Bitumen processing facilitation requisition? Oh my god, you're trying to kill me. And sure you fire yourself with thistle thick remuneration. Oh my god, aluminum augmentations promote peak performance.
Oh, that laugh.
Okay. Oh, it says aluminium, British pronouncer at the bottom.
Okay, you ready for this?
I love
it.
So
that was her just getting warmed up.
Okay.
This is her taking a run at it.
Did you know September 7th or the first Friday of every month is the municipal government deadline for filling your bitumen processing facilitation requisition? Ensure you file your facilitation with thistle thick trash that. Did you know September 7th or the first Friday of every month is the municipal government deadline for filing your bitumen processing facilitation requisition?
Like,
ensure you file your facilitation with thistle thick remuneration.
She nails it.
Yeah.
She just nailed that. Like, it ruined the prank. She's so good at her job.
Yeah.
I would never be able to do it that well.
No, never. I think you've actually, I've pranked you once and did this. And
I
you
just swear the entire time. Yeah, the poor producers have to edit out so many swears.
I couldn't even use it.
No.
Okay, so she continues.
The municipal government deadline for filing your bitumen processing facilitation requisition has lapsed, but you still have until September cessation to file your facilitation with thistle thick remuneration. Blast, Brit.
Okay, she's out of breath.
Blast, bitumen atrophication. Call thistle thick remuneration today. 780-424-5515. I'm sorry, I don't know what you can even do with that pile of hot garbage.
The best. I need to start doing that. You could tell she wants to swear,
right,
but instead she just breathes heavily. She breathes through it.
Hyperventilates.
Or squeals, like, or that squeal at the end.
Or laughs like this. 780-784-7107. If you've got a complaint, the only ones we won't read are traffic related. As soon as we open that door, it doesn't close.
I thought you were going to play the theme song. Complaint Corner.
This text from Paul says, how don't we get an effing rose ceremony after a 6-hour Bachelor in Paradise marathon?
Oh, no.
And he said, wait, I mean, my wife's complaining, not me, LOL.
Okay, that's funny. That's so funny. Okay, so my complaint today is those like big like community groups that you follow on Facebook where you like ask questions and the comment section is really helpful.
Like I've got one that I follow that's like all about dem feet, right? Is that what you mean? Like people post pictures?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. No, but like advice columns and stuff. And like there's some people that are also curious and they want answers, so they filter through the comment section. Nothing worse than the know-it-alls that will comment and say, oh, I have advice for you, DM me. That's not the point of this group. It's not to private message one another. I also want to know what places in Edmonton are extremely haunted. Thanks, though.
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying because I've saw like, hey, I got these tickets for sale. And somebody's like, how much? And they're like, oh, DM me.
No, we want to know the price too. No, I'm not interested in the tickets, but I'm nosy.
Yeah, what are you selling them for?
Drives me nuts.
We'll put it on the list. Okay, my complaint corner is how expensive eating out is. And it's mainly because of one thing. Sides. Sides have gotten absolutely ridiculous. And it's just like on really specific stuff. Like, oh, hey, can I get some ranch with that? No problem. $9.
Yeah, you want to add a little tiny piece of chicken to your salad? $6.
I kind of get that one. I kind of get the chicken is a protein that's expensive. But for me, why are you charging that much for a side of ranch, but ketchup and like hot sauce are just free? Oh, gravy's expensive? It's runoff and flour. It's delicious, but you're charging $3 for gravy.
Yeah.
And again, but just some things, completely free.
Yeah, you order one thing and your bill is $80 and you're like, how'd that happen?
Yeah, it's just, I understand restaurants got to do what they got to do. Mm-hmm. They want to bring the prices down on their meals, so they have to make that up somewhere. But you're charging me $4.75 for a juice for my kid? Hit the bricks.
Well, stop ordering organic mango juice, Ryder.
She's a fancy chick.
Yep, that was a great complaint corner.
Felt
that was so good. Stretch it up. Stretch it up. All right, drink some water.
This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings.